Hello there, Jo Christie of Stir Up Media, and today I'm talking about business cards and networking. So I recently read a blog post on business cards and networking and how they can potentially be a portable memory of you at an event or a networking day, and it got me thinking about this topic myself. As a fairly frequent networker, I do come across business cards of all shapes, sizes, colours, thicknesses, designs, some quirky, some very standard, some more memorable than others, as well as actually meeting the people behind them. Well, most of the time anyway. So what I mean by this is simply I've learnt personally over the last few months, maybe even years, that if somebody's interested in you and you and your services, they'll take the time to talk to you. They'll take the time to get to know you and perhaps even swap business cards with you if you might be able to use each other in some way moving forward. I used to go to networking events quite a lot over the years, and I believe that I would need to be armed with hundreds of business cards at the ready. I'd need to thrust them and pounce on anybody who made eye contact with me just to ensure that they didn't leave empty-handed and that they knew I was there in the room. This was until one day. I was chatting to two other networkers. We were having a great conversation, really interesting conversation. And this guy just wanders up to us, says a quick hello whilst interrupting us mid-conversation, and he thrust a business card into each of our hands. Now, did he stay, tell us about his business, just chat to us for a few minutes? No, he didn't. What he did was he walked away and continued this process with the rest of the room. Oh, I was disgusted, and I think the other two networkers were equally as astonished as I was. To this day, I can't tell you what his business was, what his name was. We all promptly filed his business card in the bin. And this is my fear. I think if you don't make the effort to chat to each other, you're not going to be remembered. You won't remember other people. And swapping a business card is a complete waste of time. This is obviously my own opinion. But my warning whilst networking would be this. By all means, visit your next event with a handful of business cards at the ready. But take the time to make real connections and ensure that you don't waste your printing costs by doing this, as this business owner did to me. It's purely a waste of everybody's time. And simply, it's not great business etiquette. It's just downright rude. So with that in mind, I've come up with some top tips, some of my tip-top tips for business cards and networking. So make sure that your business cards are in an easy place to find. This sounds so simple, but when you do swap cards, you're not juggling keys, phones, you're not pulling sanitary items out of your bag whilst you're hunting for that one card that you know is there somewhere. It's not a great first impression, and yeah, I have been there myself, as glamorous as it is. So have them all in one little place, be it a card holder or a pocket of your bag or in your clothing, somewhere about you where you can just grab it and hand it. And on the other side of that, when you take a business card, don't just dump it in a bag and look like you're not caring about it. Take a little bit of care and make sure that you're seen to be putting it somewhere that you'll note it later on. There's nothing worse than seeing someone just place a business card in the back of a folder, knowing full well that they'll probably never look at it again. Make an effort. Again, a little bit of etiquette goes a long way. And after a networking event, should you have taken any business cards home, quickly go through them and make notes on the cards themselves as to where you met the person, what they might do, their hobbies, the date you met them, any conversation topics that you can remember for next time to really impress that person. It helps you to connect and it shows that you care. It's a fantastic tip for when you're emailing a contact later on, as it is very easy to forget who people are as your business card collection grows and grows. And I find this really helpful when I look back months, maybe even a year later after I've met someone. And 9 times out of 10, if my notes are right on there, I remember that person as a result. If the event you're attending has got a social media page or even a hashtag, embrace technology and use it to your advantage. You can connect with people within a room whilst you're there. And you never know, you may be aware or unaware that a Twitter friend, for example, is actually there too until you've checked in or used the hashtag. So use it as a way to connect online too. Nowadays, I tend to connect with more people virtually at an event than through business cards. I was recently on a bus networking event. It was a double-decker and I was checking the hashtag and someone that I've tweeted for years was upstairs on the top deck and I had no idea she was there. So that can be a great way of networking as well. So do embrace it if you can. If you're like me and you find networking daunting, then migrate to the warmest, most smiliest person in the room. You'll sense it as soon as you arrive. You must never forget that they may well just be as nervous as you are, but they might be putting on more of a front than yourself. So whilst networking, I like to set myself a challenge of connecting with at least 3 new people at an event. After this, anything's a bonus. And if I go with somebody that I know, I try to steer away from that person until later in the event, just so that I don't stick by the people that I know. And I do actually make an effort to go and meet others. I find smaller aims like this much easier to cope with if I'm feeling overwhelmed in a really crowded room. And it soon helps my confidence in chatting to other people, especially when they're all strangers. I'd also like to say that I do file my business cards in my office. However, I don't. I simply have a large tin that I pop all my business cards into for safe storage. I've got a memory like an elephant. I never forget. So I don't find it tricky to hunt out a contact when I need one. But some wise advice that was recently given to me could be to pop all your new contacts onto a spreadsheet. So just a simple Excel sheet before letting go of a card. And that way you can go straight to a database and hunt for the person or the profession of someone that you're looking for. And that's a really interesting tip to use. And never, never, never add somebody to your mailing list just because they've given you their business card. This doesn't give you permission to do this, so please ask somebody before putting them on your mailing list. You need their permission. It's a huge frustration when this happens, and it can cause unnecessary admin for the recipient if they have to then go to your website, find the unsubscribe links. You don't want to make enemies before you've even started a connection with someone. The amount of times that I go to a networking event and I'm just then, because I've given my business card to somebody and I've chatted to them for a few minutes, they feel it's their right to then add me to their mailing list. I might not be interested, and this does happen a lot, so don't do it. And lastly, the whole inspiration for this event was from a post written by Emma Fryer from Answer It. She's a local based in Cambridge answering service for businesses, and she wrote some really interesting advice on business cards and networking. So as well as that, she's got advice on her blog on all areas of business, so she's well worth a listen as well. And that's Emma-Fryer, F-R-Y-E-R.com. And if you enjoyed my post today, thank you for listening, or thank you for reading. You can visit me at stirupmedia.com for more business advice and wafflings, or you could tweet me at stirupmedia, or visit me on Facebook. You'll find me on stirupmedia. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great weekend.